think about being taken by the Patriots?
Oh, not to be a Patriot. I mean, my favorite team, just watching Tom Brady, ever since I committed to Michigan. So it is an honor, and I am so, so proud to represent the organization.
You had some contact with them at the Combine. Did you get a chance to sit down and talk? And what kind of ideas did you form about the franchise from getting a chance to talk to Coach Belichick?
I actually talked to Coach Belichick for the first time today on the phone, and I talked to Coach O'Brien, and it's just the whole organization's philosophy. You can tell why the Patriots have been so successful in the past and in the future coming up. So it's just the intangibles that they bring to the table is unbelievable.
Punters aren't you know drafted so often. Did you have expectations of getting drafted in the fifth round, or what were your thoughts on the draft?
The more the draft went by and I saw the names getting called up, I started getting more and more realistic about things, and I was like, I might have to go through the free agency process, but somehow the Patriots were really wanting to draft me, and it was just unbelievable that they did. It's just my heart's still racing, and I'm still on cloud nine.
Well, Don, I guess punters, place kickers tend to be by themselves on a football team, and I found it interesting you were named a team captain. And I was wondering how the dynamics of that worked for you, and how you were able to kind of incorporate leadership into your into that role.
So as far as being a kicker and or a punter, and being, was that your question? And being
they tend to be off by themselves during practice and et cetera, and kind of left to do their work by their own, and you don't typically see them be named a team captain. I was wondering how you went about your leadership role.
Well, I was more of a hard worker, leader by action, and I wasn't the rah-rah guy who would make the halftime speech or the pregame speech. Whenever someone needed my guidance or help, I was there for them one-on-one. So I really tried to get around the team and see if anyone needed any help whatsoever. I'm that kind of a leader because, it's just you have to be yourself. You can't force any halftime speeches if you're not good at it or, you're not in that position to make it. So I try to make the best of my situations. But for some reason, my teammates saw that I was fit for the job, and I was very probably my biggest honor I've received yet, just to be accepted by your peers. It's unbelievable.
I read somewhere that you speak four languages. Which four are they?
I speak Romanian, Hungarian, German, and English.
We have a German on the team.
We do. I can say we do now. So I'm looking forward to meeting him.
You're probably the only person he'll be able to speak with in his native language.
Yeah, maybe we can, make a playbook around German. So we're the only ones that understand it. So even though other teams may be wondering what we're talking about, they won't know.
Zoltan, a lot of teams' punters are sort of anonymous. You've developed quite a following just looking on the internet, all the different nicknames you've had. I think the Space Emperor is the one that keeps jumping out. What was it like? What was your experience like in college? I mean, you had to be one of the more recognizable punters around, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And it's kind of weird to be known as a punter. I mean, I have a weird name. It's easily recognizable or recallable, and it's just like I'm just being myself, doing my thing. It's just kind of the fans kind of took to it. It wasn't my doing in any way, shape or form. It's just I was being myself, and it kind of just happened on its own. And I was very I'm very thankful it happened, because I'm accepting of all things that come my way.
Do you have a favorite nickname?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I like to stay humble about it, but I mean, Space Emperor of Space, it's just too funny, like the pass up. It's like where do people come up with that stuff?
Zoltan, I'm just curious as to, how are your directional punting skills?
I would say I've been improving. I mean, my junior and senior year, all we did was punt to the college numbers and outside. So college numbers to sideline, and the college numbers are actually farther out towards the sideline than the professional numbers. So I would say it's been getting better and better. You know, I'm not a perfectionist at it. And I just know that I can never become complacent and never become good enough. So I just want to keep improving day by day.
Zoltan, it's Karen Gregan from the Herald. How are you?
How you doing, Karen?
I'm good.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Do you know you already have a fan club here?
No, I did not.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about leadership and what that meant to you, being a leader there and you know, being a punter, how you could lead.
Well, first year, I'm gonna keep quiet to myself. If I can develop some, you know, I mean, I'm sure I'll be able to develop some relationships with the players, and if they need anything, you know, I'll be at their help. But, you know, as a punter and as a first-year player, a rookie, I'm going to have to lead through my actions and how much time I spend at the building and how much work I put in. So that's basically my first-year goal of being with the Patriots organization.
The other thing I want to ask you about, I know you've played other sports, and how does that translate into either being a punter or when you're on special teams I think we talked about this before, whether you engage in tackling or not.
So, I mean, I'm a fairly big guy. I think I've done two tackling drills in college in practice. So, I mean, all I know is that I need to get my body in front of the guy, and my teammates will be there to help me out. So as far as tackling goes and athleticism, I've played a lot of basketball growing up. Actually, I hate tooting my own horn, but I'm fairly good at getting high snaps because of my, I guess, leaping ability. In eighth grade, I actually dunked my first basketball in the game. So, and then, yeah, I was like quite surprised. And I played soccer. I ran track. So, I mean, I'm not just a kicker, I would say. And I like throwing the ball around. Maybe we can mix it up in there. We'll see.
Speaking of getting high snaps, what is your background in terms of holding?
Holding. Yeah. I held at Michigan for three seasons when our backup punter left. And I really agree with the punter being the holder. I heard Coach Belichick does the same thing because we tend to, the punter and kicker hang out the most, and we tend to have a rhythm with each other. Once you get that energy going, it's really what you're looking for in the field goal team, to be on the same page all the time.
Will Steven Gostkowski be the first teammate you seek out? Other than Tom Brady,
yeah. If I run into Steven, I'll be glad to introduce myself. I know Tom Brady. I might be a little starstruck to say hello to him, so because he was a Michigan guy. But I'm sure I'll get over that. but I would love to get to know Tom Brady. He's a special person.
Have you met him before?
I have not. No, I missed him when he was up on campus. Times.
Do you know?
I don't know if you know this, but or it might change. But the punter's locker is like right next to Brady's. At least it was last year.
Oh wow! Well, that's the crazy part. Transitioning from Tom Brady's my favorite. You know, being from a fan's perspective, Tom Brady's my favorite player in the whole NFL. Just because he has that Michigan tie, and he's done such a great job of overcoming, you know, being drafted in the sixth round. And it was just like, it's crazy how much he has done and how many people he's proved wrong. So that's my philosophy in life, you know. I get motivated more about the negative things that are said about me I like to fuel myself that way. And, you know, I'd love to model myself after Tom Brady. So maybe getting to know him a little more, you know, will help that mindset, I guess.
You are literally next door to him, so.
Okay.
Do you think you might bust him on the fact you were drafted a round higher?
You know, I was just thinking of that, but I didn't want to mention. No, I won't, because it's not how you start, it's how you finish.